Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another bathroom break. I'm here with the Jay Schwedelson, and I have a question for you, Jay. Something that I've noticed over the last year is you seem to get food poisoning more than the average person. So what are some tips of avoiding not getting food poisoning? Because yesterday, Jay got food poisoning.
Right.
2 months ago, he got food poisoning. Yeah. Before his trip, he got food poisoning. I don't know how he keeps getting food poisoning.
Well, first of all, I want everyone to know I wash my hands because I'm about to get slammed in comments. Like, I'm disgusting or something like that. I do wash my hands. I think I need to be more focused when I'm ordering food from somewhere or getting food from somewhere, because I'll get weird fish from places that are not known for fish or something. And so, or on a plane.
Oh, I had the funniest story about that.
Oh, what do you got?
When Ari was pregnant, we were saying, oh, hey, let's get you more salmon because it's good. It's omega-3. Right. So we ordered salmon from a Thai place. And why would you order salmon from a Thai place? It's stupid. And it came... and it smelled, she was eating it, and we're freaked out because it's beginning of pregnancy. She starts eating it, and after five bites, she's like, this tastes disgusting. It smells off. Something's wrong. And I'm like, why did you keep eating it? And I freaked out. So we called her dad and said, what should we do? So we threw away the salmon, and he's like, no, fish it out of the trash and put it in the fridge just in case it was contaminated so you could take it out and go get it tested. So we saved this fish, disgusting fish, in our fridge for a day to wait and see if Ari got sick. It was terrible. So that's ordering amazing. Disgusting fish is not a good idea.
Right. Well,
it's terrible.
Wow. And saving it is never something I would ever recommend. But maybe saving this episode is worth saving. What a transition. So what we want to talk about is some small nuances that actually are radical game changers right now in marketing performance that I'm sure everybody's sleeping on, because I wasn't even aware of some of this stuff until recently. So I'll drop one first and then we'll go. So forever, listicles have been crushing it. Meaning the 7 things you need to know about this, the 5 biggest fashion trends for this, the 9 HR rules you need to know. And everyone's also saying listicles are so great because of AI, because AI loves picking up listicles. But there's a nuance now that is a little bit different of what AI is looking for to show up in the AI search results. And also it's working to get your emails opened and clicked on and consumed, whether you're a business or a consumer marketer. And that is focusing on the absolute best, meaning that instead of saying the 7 whatevers or the 9 whatevers, it's saying the top 3, the number 1, or the best whatever. So the best solution for HR software, the number 1 option for billing whatever, the top 3 fashion things you need to know. As long as it's top 3, number 1, or the best, that is actually what's pulling exponentially higher on the AI platforms. And that's actually what's working better in email. So it's like listicle within a listicle. And so if you're just playing the old playbook with listicles, you're actually not doing the thing that's actually working better than anything else right now from all the testing that we're doing.
I'm going to add one about AI too. I had another one, but I'm going to add this one. One thing that I always was anti is when it comes to writing is using AI to do a lot of the writing part of the writing. And what the nuance I want to say is if you're writing an article or a deep article about a topic, what you should be actually doing is going on Perplexity and Claude and ChatGPT, looking at what is pulled into the resources and use those resources in your article. So you become a source of what these AI models want to see is that you're helping curate the internet for them. So if you write a good article and add this source, this source, this source, it actually is seen as, okay, this is actually a valuable source. This person helped me curate a bunch of links and they came up with a new perspective and actually a great way to write. So don't, when you go into writing, use it as a resource too and find links that Perplexity is pulling up, ChatGPT is pulling up, Claude is pulling up, and put it in your article.
So I love that one. And it's, it literally is the smallest things to make a difference. And even if it's something that like you thought was a certain way, I'll give you an example. And then you had almost retested again. And one of those I'm seeing in my newsletter, my email newsletter. So my email newsletter and newsletters across the board forever, I used to even tell people, don't put the addition in your subject line. Don't be like, you know, the name of my newsletter is Scoop. Don't be like Scoop number 22 and then write your subject line, because that was like a waste of real estate. It would perform terribly. And just focus on whatever the topic of your newsletter is all about. So what we've done though, in the last 2 months, we've been testing head to head using addition, saying the addition like Scoop number 12 and then the subject line versus just saying the subject line. And the one where we put it in brackets, so we write Scoop number 12, we put it in brackets and then we put the subject line. The one where we're saying the addition with the brackets, the open rate is about 20% higher than the one that just has the straight up subject line. So that is a tactic I used to tell people to avoid like the plague. And now it's working incredibly well.
I think that's a great one. I think I've tested in the past and I've know people go back and forth on what if that's actually a good tactic, but I like that it's actually working. And I think why it works is people want to go back to certain editions and they can reference certain editions. And then also, and also I think it works very well if you have something that's very topical or relevant for that time, because if it's something brand new every single time and it's newsworthy every single time, people want to know, okay, this is number three, this is the fourth tip, this is five and stuff. So I like that you're using it, and I'm going to test it on another newsletter, because my newsletter is not going to be, I don't know how many editions I've done.
So. You're like 4 billion editions. Yeah. So wait a minute. I'm just curious about something. So like, do you normally, like if you eat something at home and you're like, oh, that's gross, and you throw it out, do you now customarily, just because you did it once, do you take stuff out of the garbage on a regular basis now and put it in your refrigerator?
I'll give you the reason is Ari's dad is an environmental lawyer and he's seen some crazy toxic stuff, and he is very also risk averse of a lot of things that go to... For example, I think 3 times a week I get food recall text messages or email from Ari's dad. For today, I got a cottage cheese recall, and me and Ari do not eat cottage cheese, but I got an email that says cottage cheese been recalled. So wow. So he is a freak when it comes to that. So when we told him, he said, save it so we could get tested by the lab if you do have this, to see what bacteria it is. And
that's hardcore.
It's crazy. No, I've never saved it again because it was stinking up my fridge for a whole day. It was the worst idea I've ever had. So,
all right. Well, that didn't work out. Well, but either did this episode. Neither things worked out. But we appreciate you being here. Listen, give Daniel a follow, the Marketing Millennials. Follow Do This Not That podcast, and put stinky fish in your fridge. Do it. Why not?
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email, subject line, to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.